Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in at 323-693-3043. Join me with my Cass, Veronica Escavel Winters, Christina Renee, Ayakunle Falama, Rick and Melissa Wood, Michelle Morgan, and Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube. We have celebrity guests, music, entertainment, spirituality, sports, fitness, health, wellness, beauty, hot topics, education, entrepreneurship, and more.
Season 3 of the Sade Champagne Show, Reinhardt Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was Little Mix with Wings. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 52 of the Sade Champagne Show on Reinhardt Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone who tunes in all around the globe. You can listen to all the episodes of my show also at blogtalkradio.com/Reinhardt_radio. I've also posted a direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create my new radio drop. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power Dream Tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight, our special guest includes Reinhardt Radio's own Erica Arthur of Authenticity Speaks, who is an inspirational blogger, speaker, writer, singer, and poet. Her new show, Inspiration with E, is set to debut this August 20th, 2017 on Reinhardt Radio, where she will share what inspires her. Everything from different genres of music, interviewing indie artists, authors, and entrepreneurs while raising awareness about issues close to her heart. We also have a new Say What segment where I feature clips from my favorite inspirational speakers' messages and a new charity spotlight segment where I'll be sharing about the Los Angeles Dream Center's Human Trafficking Shelter. I've been having a blast at the Ventura County Fair. Thank you to everyone who came out to see me perform. There have so many new fans, so many longtime fans. I've had a blast premiering my brand new single, Hold On, Overcome With You, and also having you all meet my new dancers and just the fun that we've been having. I'm bringing so many new dynamics to my shows, and me and my artists are always booking new shows, performances, and events. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. And it's always great to email me or contact me for bookings as soon as possible because I do get booked months and months in advance, and no event is too big or too small. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio this month with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me. You Facebook me, Instagram, YouTube, and email me. Your support amazes me. Our special guest of the hour is on the line. She is one of my dear friends and big supporters. Known as Fearless Behind the Pen, Brooklyn, New York native Erica Arthur of Authenticity Speaks is an inspirational blogger, speaker, writer, singer, and poet. A lover of love, she writes from the core of hearts. As a volunteer suicide crisis counselor, Erica has a burden to raise awareness and end the stigma facing those having difficulty coping, especially in communities of color and faith. Her latest movement, Inspiration with E, was created to share what inspires her while encouraging others. She is currently a cast member of Radio Divas on Grindhard Radio Network. Inspire to inspire and heal to do the same is a self-proclamation that fuels Erica and has now culminated in the launch of her own radio show, Inspiration with E, set to debut this August 20th, 2017 on Grindhard Radio Network, is where she will share what inspires her. Everything from different genres of music, interviewing indie artists, authors, and entrepreneurs while raising awareness about issues close to her heart. Be sure to tune in Sundays from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time and tell a friend. Hi, Erica. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 52 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. How are you?
Hey, Sade. I am super excited, super, super excited to be here. I love your show. Thank you for having me, sweetie.
Thank you. I adore your beautiful, supportive self so much that I wanted to give you a special episode, my sister.
Oh, my goodness. I'm, like, honored. I'm super honored.
Yeah,
thank
a lot
you,
of people...
Sade.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, like, you, you know, especially with your work schedule and with all that you do, you know, being a mom and a wife and artist and creator as well,
mm-hmm.
It's like you will end up texting me often or message me and be like, hey, I wanted to let you know I just tuned into this episode and these are, you know, my commentary and how I enjoyed it and, you know, and how much I support you. And then you tweet and retweet, you know, things that I'm sharing and you just are always in my corner cheering me on. And so I really support you and who you are.
Oh, thank you for that. And it comes from the heart. I genuinely am a fan. That's like real deal, real deal.
Thank you. And so how did you first get into poetry and when did you know that you wanted it to become a part of your life?
Wow. In junior high school is when I really started to begin writing. There was a teacher by the name of Mr. Goldstein in seventh grade. In terms of it becoming a part of my life, the way that it is now, it kind of evolved, I would say, extending from my blog, AuthenticitySpeaks.com, which originally was just a newsletter I was sending to family and friends via email once our family mm-hmm. relocated to a different part of the United States and just kind of, you know, keeping them in touch, keeping them informed. And, you know, it just went on and on from there. Long story short, it evolved into the blog. And from the blog is when I started writing poetry again.
And so you know, we are so in sync because you literally are going into my next question. You know, you also have this life-giving blog titled Authenticity Speaks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so with Authenticity Speaks, it's weird because it first started more so from just me sharing my thoughts on certain subjects. But the more that I wrote, the more that I realized I had an audience and the more that I realized that there was actually a community, a blogging community, which prior to joining the community, I really wasn't aware that it existed. I just thought I would write kind of like into the atmosphere. It would land wherever it will. And I just wrote from my heart. But I found out very soon after that there was not only a community of other bloggers there, there were people who were hurting and hurting themselves, people who were hungry, hungry for connections, hungry to be fed. And I am a woman of faith, but how I share things just seemed to reach people, whether they were believers or not, whether they were depressed or not. My style of writing is very candid and sometimes it has a streak of humor to it. And I don't know, it just began to reach different people that I really was not targeting at all. So when I had the response, it was like, oh, wait a minute, there's an audience here. But I didn't concentrate on the audience in order to remain genuine in my writing. I just wrote from my heart, whatever the topic.
That's good. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, with you being such a creative and gifted artist, out of all your creative talents, which one is your favorite and why? Would it be blogging, speaking, writing, singing, poetry, or now, you know, being a radio show host?
I can honestly say that poetry got me good. It's my default. Even when I'm asked to share certain things, I have to catch myself to make sure that I hone the format that's being requested of me, because it's very easy for it to default to poetry. I definitely have found that medium the best way to express myself in the last 2.5 years. By far, poetry has my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, like me, you are a mental health advocate. Why is this important? Why is this cause so important to you? And how can people get involved with helping those who are suffering from mental illness?
You know, how I got involved in suicide prevention is very unique. I find those around me have people who have either committed suicide close to them or themselves have experienced suicidal ideations. My story is a little unique in that there is a scripture, "Ye shall live and not die," and the mm-hmm. Lord had laid on my heart to write a song about it. And he gave me the instruction, oh, goodness, I want to say late 90s into maybe the first year, the millennium, maybe January 2000, around there, somewhere around that. So I heard the instruction from God, but I'm going to be honest, I didn't pray, you know, didn't pay the Lord any attention. And I just kind of tucked it away in my journal. I wrote it down, you know, "Ye shall live and not die. God said, write the song." And I left it just there. About a year later, true story, I was at a conference. I was the guest singer at a conference, and the woman who was praying, you know, I had already had prayer and everything was awesome. And I went and I sat down, and she was ministering to people, and she ran past me, and she doubled back. And she said on the microphone, she looked at me, she said, "Ye shall live and not die. God said, write the psalm." True story.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love when that happens. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And so I wrote the song called "Ye Shall Live and Not Die." There's actually a choir back on the East Coast. At the time, they were called Nick Reynolds and Unity. They're now Nick Reynolds and Family Affair. But under Nick Reynolds and Unity, they recorded the song on, you know, did like a YouTube video, did it live at concerts. It's not actually on a CD or anything like that. And so they sung it locally for years. So that's how I was supernaturally, it was a supernatural impartation for me to get involved in it. I also do have, upon closer inspection, loved ones, family and friends who have mental health, who deal with the stigma behind having mental health challenges, either bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. And so that's how I got involved. Now, the B part of your question is, how can someone get involved? I think it's really important to be trained. As a volunteer, being trained was so important for me. I actually volunteer for two separate organizations. One is faith-based, and the other is not faith-based. Now, what I love most about the training I received, let's say from a secular standpoint, is I'm actually, you know, live on the phones, and I'm, you know, talking to people. It can be a teenager who's dealing with self-harm, all the way to a veteran who's dealing with PTSD. And one of the things that I learned very, very, very quickly from that training was that it is imperative to know how to separate yourself from what you're experiencing when you're interacting with the person who needs help. I also learned, really important to keep in mind, that I cannot internalize that and be healthy enough to help the next person. And so one of the things I struggle with as a woman of faith and being all heart, you know, I'm like literally I'm all heart, is my trainer. She caught that very early. She picked up on it very early, and she said, "You're not going to last long if you stay in this space, because you're not going to always be able to talk everyone off the proverbial ledge. You're not always going to be able to rescue everyone. And there's going to be time a call may drop. You may not ever know the ending of the story. And you cannot, there's no way you can be healthy and function if you're internalizing every call and don't learn how to take it personal." whether it's the successful completion of suicide or whether it's somebody that you actually, wow, this is great. You know what? Thanks. I talked to you, Eric. I'm ready to face tomorrow. Either way, you have to learn how to be, and this is my language, I had to learn how to be effective without being It's something that I highly recommend for those who want to help. You want to help and get that training. It's a kumbaya moment. That's not the time, because someone has to be strong, and you can't be strong in your own strength because it's going to wear on you. Compassion fatigue and caregiver fatigue is very, very real. So, yeah, being trained is important, I think. Even if it's just a six-week course, a few months, half a year, if you're going to volunteer, don't just do it out of your emotions or out of your brokenness. You really genuinely just need to have some training. Really, I think it's important.
That's really good, you know, because it's like we'll see it in a lot throughout Bible stories, and you see it even through Jesus' life, is that, you know, he didn't, even though he was very compassionate and he felt everything that people were feeling, you know, he did not take that on as now saying, you know, instead he was, atmosphere and bring that light into the atmosphere, as opposed to whatever darkness or sadness or struggle people are going through, now overcoming him. So I think it's powerful what you said, you know, that there has to be someone in that situation who's strong, you know, and so like you said, being effective without being affected. I love that.
Thank you for that. So it's really important. It makes a difference.
And what are some words of encouragement you would like to share with those living with mental illness?
Well, I think the first thing is that you need to understand that you're not alone. You know, isolation is the trick of the enemy. It's an age-old trick, you know. If the enemy can get you, making you feel as though you're by yourself and as though you know, you're the only one that's ever experienced this, you're the only one that's ever had a first day at school, you're the only one that's ever, you know, got a pimple on picture day, like anytime you're isolated, you're less inclined to open up, you're less inclined to talk, you're less inclined. And so remembering that you're not alone is really important. The second thing is you have to open your mouth. And I know that might sound sophomoric. It may sound so, oh, what's the big deal? I'm trying to tell you, if the enemy can strip you of your voice, strip you of your power, strip you of your ability to speak, it really, really is something else that feeds that bondage if you're not opening up your mouth. And so even if it's just to say, you know what, that made me feel uncomfortable, or there was a time I didn't mind a hug, but, you know, I've been through some things, and I don't really like if people hug me that way, or, you know, just little basic things, you know, opening up your mouth and being honest and genuine about what's bothering you. And another thing that's really important, don't be afraid to get help. There's such a stigma, especially in communities of color and communities of faith, to get the help. There are times where you can, yes, we all have that one friend we can talk to. And even if you have, like, a supportive family, it's hard for those around you at times to be fully objective. So it's important to have that option, where you're not self-medicating, where you're not using maladaptive coping mechanisms, you know, and you're actually, you know, reaching out and getting help. And help for everyone looks different. So if help for you is 3 sessions for 4 months and you're good to go, or if help means you need to meet with someone once a month, or you know, whatever it is that's going to help you get closure, as opposed to you just drowning yourself in, you know, a behavior that's not going to help you in the long run. I think that's really important to erase that stigma, that heaviness, that embarrassment that comes along with actually sitting in an office and talking to someone.
Definitely. And it's funny because, you know, I'm open about this as well, and I've, you know, created a couple video series in order to, you know, help highlight these messages and shed more light on it, because I don't feel, like you said, especially in communities and faith and with people of color, that it's talked about enough, you know what I mean? And so it's mm-hmm. like a lot of people don't understand that there's layers to it. There's layers to why people mm-hmm. feel the way they do. You know, it's like obviously right. I'm not at proven and shown that a lot of people have so much trauma that is attached to their mental health mm-hmm. issues or things that they have been through or things their family has been through that has affected them, mm-hmm. things within society. And so it's like it's so many more layers than what people think to it. And so I feel like the more that we're able to discuss these things, the more we're able to provide help and support for others, you know, it makes a huge difference. Because it's like I tell, like I mentioned in my last video, it's like a lot of times people don't even realize some of their mental health struggles or things they're dealing with their body can simply have to do with the fact that they're not taking care of themselves health-wise. You know,
oh, yeah.
it's like we are just
oh, yeah.
as much physical beings as I am a spiritual, mental, and emotional being. Mm-hmm. It's like if we mm-hmm. were just meant only to be spiritual and mental beings, we wouldn't have a body. So it's like since we have bodies,
right.
like those things are just as important as well. And we all know when the stressors of life hit, when people get triggered or they feel they're mm-hmm. going through some type of circumstance, our bodies and our health is the first thing that we let go, you know, go to the side because we're not even thinking about that. And then the next, and before we know mm-hmm. it, it's like then that's helping to feed, like you said, those bondages and those chains that people are dealing with and, you know, the struggles. And so I feel like mm-hmm. it all plays a part and there's so many layers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I concur wholeheartedly. I've actually experienced, you know, a culmination of when life says, that's enough, it's time to rest. Because mm-hmm. especially if your schedule is something that's hectic or you're just used to being on autopilot, or quite frankly, you're the one that everyone goes to, you know,
yep.
if you are not picking up on your body's way of saying you need to rest, you need to sleep, it's okay to say no, then yeah, absolutely. Your body, heart, mind, soul, and spirit will all shut down. And it'll be like, I told you, you needed
yeah.
to rest. You needed to rest.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. I 100% agree with you. And so tell us about
mm-hmm.
your new show that I'm so excited about that is premiering this August 20th, 2017 on Grindhard Radio from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Inspiration with an E. Tell us about this show and how it came about.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Inspiration with E is, you know, the coolest part about the show is I've just accepted that all I'm doing, which makes it takes all the pressure off of me, is simply sharing with others what inspires me. Just sharing with others what inspires me. And I'm going to tell you why that's important. Because I wear so many different hats
mm-hmm.
as a poet, as a singer, as a songwriter, as a speaker, as mom, wife, and a woman of faith who writes. My style of poetry has adult content in it. It's tasteful. Doesn't have any profanity, but it's very clear that who I'm writing about and how I'm writing is not, you know, basic elementary
mm-hmm.
type writing in terms of love poetry. And so
mm-hmm.
I mentioned all of that to say that there are those who may only know me as the love poet, or those who may only know me as a singer or a worship leader or someone who blogs. But the reality is that there are a lot of different things that inspire me. And instead of me boxing me in to say I'm only going to play gospel music or I'm only going to play, people don't know this, but I love Barbra Streisand. Like, I'm a huge Yentl
mm-hmm.
soundtrack fanatic. You know,
yeah.
Born and reared in Brooklyn, just like me. She went to Erasmus Hall High School in Flatbush, like me and Babs.
Mm-hmm.
That's my girl. You know what I mean? At the same
yeah.
time, I grew up in the era where hip-hop is in my blood. I used to rap. So instead of me limiting myself and, you know, okay, and cue action, this is the Erica that needs to portray. No, I don't have the energy to rock more than one face. There are a lot of different things that breathe life into me. I love poetry. I love writing. I'm inspired by people who push through adversity, who push through illnesses, who push through disability, who push through poverty, who didn't have anything, and now they're entrepreneurs. I'm inspired by other writers. I'm inspired by other singers. And no, everyone is not a believer. Everyone does not think like me. And that's what I love most about Inspiration with E. I don't feel the pressure to present just one part of my life. I feel at peace about sharing, you know what, this inspired me, and it's a hip-hop song. This inspired me, and it's straight-ahead jazz. This inspired me. This is a Caucasian woman. This inspired me. This is a an African-American man. You know, like, just this inspired me, and you can't box me in. Either you get with it or you don't. I pray that you do, but I don't feel the pressure to make you love what I love. Prayerfully, just the fact that there's a freedom and that there's someone who's experiencing freedom is enough to be inspirational.
That's really, really good. And that's one of the things I really adore and love about you is I feel like you are a full and whole person. You know, not that everyone is not. Obviously, we all are. But I feel like you are aware and you acknowledge the fact that you are a full, you know, person and whole person. And because of that, you're able to enjoy so many different aspects of your life and not say, because I'm a woman of faith, because I'm a woman of color, this is how I must do things. This is how I must see things. Mm-hmm. Everything must be compartmentalized or whatever. And you say, no, this is all a part of who I am, and I can still be, you know, exactly who God has created me to be, and all of this is who I am, and I don't have to compartmentalize or feel bad or feel like it has to look a particular way.
Yeah, it came over time. You know, I'm at the age now where I have found a balance. I know for a fact that if I did not know God for real, if I did not have a personal relationship with the Lord, that churchdom would have drove me away from God. But I'm so glad that it wasn't a relationship with church. It was a relationship with the Lord that evolved into consistent fellowship within the four walls. It wasn't the other way around, because if my relationship was only built on life within the four walls, that would have broken me. It would have destroyed me. It would have caused me to hate God, to hate the people of God.
Yeah, definitely. That's huge. Make sure you tune in to Erica Author's new show, Inspiration with E, on Grindhard Radio Network, starting August 20th. That's on Sundays from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which if you're on Pacific Time Zone, that is 4 to 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time Zone. And once again, that is August 20th. I'm super excited for her, and if you want to be able to stay up to date with her and catch up on her social media, make sure you check out Inspiration with E on Instagram at Inspiration with E, or Facebook Inspiration with E. And Erica also brought a beautiful spoken word piece that she wrote specifically for this show, and I'm so grateful and thankful to her, and you guys know how much I love her voice and her artistry. This is Erica Author's spoken word piece, I Am a Product of.
I'm a product of. From mother's breast to purity's treasure chest to accepting a love that was nailed to the cross, how archaic smug tongues jeer at my belief. Fast forward to life's gruesome discoveries, unreturned phone calls, unanswered texts, and let's not forget DMs blatantly ignored, though clearly seen. Broken promises, forbidden inspiration, yielding rose garden saturation, in abundance, pleasures unknown, so desperately needed again, yet remain foreign to me. Unfulfilled temptation, false hope positives, given without hesitation, gimme, gimme, take takes, bathed in consistent unappreciation. Middle fingers high in the air, grasping at faint expertise extraordinaire, all while fighting to still believe. Determined to survive it, 'cause it's the true highest level of consciousness any human being can achieve. I'm a producer of this thing, though nothing has caused me more raw pain, and the damage is unbelievably deep. Some may see me as a victim, but since my heart can still beat with them, I opt not to agree. I'm just a product of this thing spelled L-O-V-E.
Our next song of the night is Alessia Cara with I'm Yours. You're listening to episode 52 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Some nerve you have to break up my lonely and tell me you want me. How dare you march into my heart? Oh, how rude of you to ruin my miserable and tell me I'm beautiful. 'Cause I wasn't looking for love, no. Nobody asked you to get me attached to you. In fact, you tricked me. And I wasn't trying to fall in love, but boy, you pushed me. So all that I'm asking is that you handle me with caution. 'Cause I don't give myself often, but I guess I'll try today. 'Cause I've been my heart broken before, and I promised I would never let me hurt anymore. But I tore down my walls and opened my doors and made room for one. So baby, I'm yours. Oh baby, I'm yours.
It's Sade Champagne here, and I hope you have already gotten your tickets to the Walls Group Latitude Tour. I had the pleasure of getting an exclusive behind-the-scenes interview with the Walls Group on their Latitude Tour in Los Angeles, and we were able to have them on our Season 3 premiere of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. This phenomenal tour is absolutely amazing. I have attended many concerts in my life, including Prince's Musicology Tour back in 2004, and the Walls Group Latitude Tour is definitely in my top three tours of all time. These Grammy-nominated Billboard-charting gospel artists are signed to Kirk Franklin's Foyo Soul Recordings in association with RCA Records and releasing their newest studio album this year. They have hundreds and thousands of fans around the world with their videos garnering millions of views. You can go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. Once again, that's thewallsgroup.org/tour to get your tickets to this concert. And also, if you want to book them and bring them to a city or event near you, email book@thewallsgroup.org. That's book@thewallsgroup.org. They're coming to Georgia, St. Louis, Louisiana, Virginia, Texas, Orlando, Miami, South Carolina, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Michigan, Minnesota, and more. Make sure you go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. They have been Sade Champagne approved. Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project. I am so thankful to have the support of mentors and inspirations like Evan Carmichael, who is a YouTube sensation with almost 100 million views and 700,000 subscribers from all around the world. He's a venture capitalist, published author. He has been featured in Forbes magazine, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Inc. magazine, and more. Listen to what he's saying about the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio and me.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
Charity Spotlight. This is where I highlight my favorite charities and nonprofit organizations that I work with throughout the year. Hashtag Charity Spotlight to join in the conversation and find out how you can get involved. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the Los Angeles Dream Center's Human Trafficking Shelter. I have been involved with the Los Angeles Dream Center for many years now. I want to say since 2010. And since I found out about this organization, since I got involved with them, since I first attended a church service, my life has never been the same. I have never looked at church the same. I've never looked at people the same. I have never looked at fellowship and any other word you want to call it the same. They have radically transformed my life and encouraged me so much for the better. The Dream Center's motto is to find a need and fill it. Find a need and fill it. And the Dream Center is a volunteer-driven organization that finds and fills the needs of individuals and families alike. It was founded in 1994 by Pastor Matthew Barnett and currently serves over 80,000 people each month. And we do this through mobile hunger, relief and medical programs, residential rehabilitation programs for adults, and also a shelter for victims of human trafficking, transitional housing for homeless families, foster care intervention programs, job skills training, life skills counseling, basic education, Bible studies, and more. We work to meet people where they are at to bring them hope and a way off of the streets. And that is from their website, dreamcenter.org. So tonight we're going to be talking about their human trafficking shelter. Joyce Myers is one of the main people who helped to open up this floor on the Dream Center. And this was a few years ago. Program has grown tremendously since the past few years. There's always more that's taken place because the Dream Center, as I mentioned, is constantly transforming lives and serving over 80,000 people each
month. So I'm going to play a couple of recordings about their human trafficking shelter, and that way you can find out more information about it and how you can get involved. The most important thing that they need are financial donations. That is the biggest help they need. But also, if you're not able to donate anything financially, they also accept, you know, items from people's homes, whether it be clothes, whether it be books, all those types of things, whether it be toiletries, brand new toiletries that you're able to give, whatever it may be, or even if it's your time, your energy, your resources that you can give, that is helpful as well. Once again, go to dreamcenter.org to find out more information. Listen into these audio pieces about the LA Dream Center's human trafficking shelter.
The same mental trauma that a man comes back from war with is the same trauma that these girls have.
This is happening right here in our neighborhood, in our backyards.
And I was crying. I'm like, please, you gotta help me. This dude, this guy is gonna kill me. I'm like, he's gonna kill me. I'm like, I just wanna hold my babies again.
There are 31 locations in Los Angeles that take in stray animals. There is one emergency shelter for trafficked women. That's the Dream Center's Project Hope.
He cooked, he cleaned, he did everything. He took the kids to school. He knew the principal and the teachers. His kids were calling me mommy. It was just like this whole big fantasy.
I think the biggest misconception that I hear all the time is that these women choose this. That is just the biggest lie that I think I've ever heard.
All of a sudden he's like, now you're gonna pay me back for everything I did for you and your brats. The pimp came out. He picked me up by my throat. My whole face was busted open. It was just blood just dripping. My life just disappeared in an instant.
They service an average of 10 to 20 a night.
I was in the game for 2.5 years. I had nobody, I had no family, I had no help. I didn't know what happened.
Typically when a girl's ready to get out, it is a crisis situation. She's hiding in a bathroom somewhere and there's someone after her.
I just started praying and hysterical crying to the Lord, please help me. He's gonna send me home in a box. I can't do this no more. I don't wanna be on drugs no more. I wanna hold my babies again. I wanna feel their heartbeats again. Father, please help me. Please help me. My mom finally got a hold of me. He's like, listen, here's the number. You call this lady. I'm gonna say I got 2 back-to-back dates. They're gonna be 2 hours apiece. And I can get rid of him. So as soon as he left, I called Heidi. I'm like, listen, I got him to leave for 4 hours. She's like, don't worry. I have someone on the way right now. She's about an hour away. I'm like, what? She's like, there's no way we were gonna keep you there. There is no way. She's like, don't worry. We got 2 security guards with her. Her name is Kyla. We're coming to get you. We're coming to get you. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. I'm like, thank you. So she comes rolling into the 7-Eleven. She airborne's over this hump, airborne's, and the 2 cops are staring at her. And I just got in that car. I called my mom real quick, and I'm like, Mom, I'm safe. I'll call you later. I busted that phone all apart, and I gave it to her, and I just start crying. I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much for coming to get me.
They need to stay in the light and know God's grace in their life for them to really find out what's in the world for them. Everything will work out for their good if they just trust in God's grace in their life.
I'm still here 2.5 years later, and I'm taking pre-classes for college. The Dream Center, Kyla and everyone reunited me and my babies again for my son, my little one's 9th birthday. I haven't seen him in 4 years. I brought the Lord into their lives. I built that bridge that I've been taught how to do, and they won't stop talking about the Lord now. They want to go to church and everything else, and it's all because of this place. Dreams do come true.
That's what makes my heart beat, is seeing that happen in someone's life. I'll live for that for the rest of my life.
So here they can come and express through art and different type of work. It's important that they have a project to start and finish something. Right. And so they work on these pieces, and we bring God into the art and just the idea that God wants to recreate something in your life. And it's important when everything in your life has been taken from you to not only minister to people's need, but get back to minister to their potential. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here.
Well, and also just for people that have never had any kind of normalcy in their life, to actually be able to do normal things. And like you said, find a way to express themselves, because they've been so oppressed with fear that they've never really been able to express anything about them, creative or otherwise. So this is an important aspect of their overall healing. We can't just bring just spiritual help to people, because God has created us as spirits, but with a soul and a body, and we need to learn to bring that total restoration to the person.
Yeah.
Well, I see computers. What's this all about?
This right here is our computer lab. The girls can also utilize it for their college and their education and their high school programs, but also we're actually gonna add more computers to this. We are gonna start a program where literally we are gonna reach out our interns every single day to girls in the escort business, girls that are lost, girls that are in slavery, and we are gonna battle the online predators by
having
online warriors, spiritual warriors that are gonna rescue them out of their life, let them know there's a safe place to take them in that will love them unconditionally, no questions asked,
that's
and at the
great.
Same time, really reach out to the community and get volunteers. And so this is gonna
it's
be an unbelievable
amazing how many
place.
Ways we can help people if we just do a little bit of creative thinking.
Yes.
That's so awesome that you have these computers, so when they're not being used to educate people, you're gonna have people using them to reach out
yes.
to other people that are trapped in that kind of lifestyle and don't even know that there's a Project Hope that they can go to.
Oh, it's
great.
It's a totally full circle operation here.
That's amazing. So now we're gonna actually see where the girls live in the evenings and where they wake up in the morning and, amazing. This is beautiful, isn't it?
Can you imagine how beautiful this room is? I mean, some of these girls that come in, they were sleeping in literally dungeons, you know, in back rooms of these little things that were masked as businesses.
Right.
But they're sleeping in these horrible places on top of each other. And now, and just being used as slaves, as people one by one would come in and use them. And now, a gorgeous place with these kind of spa colors.
A room that's safe.
It's safe, and it's got that, everything we did was intentional, from the spa tone colors to make it feel like nothing's institutionalized, every room's different, and we want things to feel different, like individuality and a sense of just comfort that you're safe right here.
And you have how many rooms like this?
19 double bunked rooms, and then we have an overflow room of 12 people for emergency cases, so that's 50 people right here on the floor. And as we said, there's only 39 beds in the entire United States of America, and here, there's 50 in one place.
You know, I've been in the red light district in different places in India and Africa and places like that where women are forced to be prostitutes in rooms many times smaller than this. And so the first thing that comes to my heart when I walk in here is what a difference this room is from the room that they've been rescued out of.
Yes.
And so it's good to provide them with cleanliness and beauty and a place to sit and write, a place to store their things. It's just an amazing project. Project Hope.
It's exciting.
So glad to be bringing people hope.
Hey, this is Blake Lewis. You're listening to my girl, Sade Champagne, on Grindhard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our final segment of the night is Say What? This is where I feature clips from some of my favorite inspirational, spiritual, and grace-based clips that reflect my faith and what I believe. These speakers have all brought great hope, encouragement, empowerment, and healing to my life and thousands and hundreds and thousands of other people all around the world. Tonight we have The Proof You Matter from Greg Henry. Hashtag Say What? He's joining the conversation.
But one of the things that the wisdom of the world does is what can happen in the heart of the human being is that we all desire to find evidence or proof of our significance. We all desire to find our lives born from the place where we can believe that we matter to people, or that we've made a difference in somebody's life, or that because we've made a difference in somebody's life, that can be the evidence that our lives are significant or that we have value in our lives. So we're always looking to see, did I make a difference in this world? Did I make a difference in people's lives here? Did I do something that my life mattered, that meant that my life mattered? It's like we're always looking around wanting to believe that we've actually done something that mattered, that mattered in this world, that mattered to people. Now, this is a subtle trap, guys, that can keep us on the hamster wheel of life where we'll always be laboring and in bondage to try to do something that can convince us that we are of significance, or that we can do something that can convince us that we matter in this world. Well, listen, man, the evidence that you are significant, or the evidence that you matter, or the evidence that your life is of value, is found in the fact that the Father of all glory, the Father of lights, God Almighty Himself, has spoken a word in Jesus to each one of you that He couldn't envision eternity without you. And so you matter to Him. You make a difference in His life. Glory to God. Your significance is defined by the one who couldn't see His life without you. And so if you want to know if you're significant, or if your life matters, or if you have value, don't look for it in the things in this world. Don't even look for it in your personal relationships. But look for it in the one, or from the one that has spoken a word about you in Jesus, that says to you, you matter to Him. That you're significant to Him. That you have value to Him. Not because of what you can do for Him, but because of the life He envisioned being able to share with you. Where He could be Father to you, and you could be son or daughter to Him, and He could serve you with His life. Glory to God. You see, and what can happen is, you know, we say it's only men that will have the midlife crisis, right? Where we get to the point, we look around, and we think, what did it all matter? Did I even do anything? But I think that happens to every human being, and we're always looking to find evidence of our significance. You need look no further for evidence of your significance than Jesus, who represents what the Father thinks about you in heaven. And in the same way God couldn't see His life without Jesus seated on His right hand, God can't see His life without you seated at His right hand. Therein is the proof that you matter. Therein is the proof that you have significance, that you have value. It's found from what God has said about you. Glory to God. You see, once that can get in your heart, you can be set free from all the lies that the world tries to tell you about who you are. And then you can walk through life with a smile on your face, living from passion instead of living in bondage to a system of always trying to do something that can be good enough that you can say, ah, now I have value. Look what I've done. That's bondage, man. That's a life of bondage. That's a life of laboring and toiling, trying to live by the sweat of your brow. That's what God told Adam was a cursed life. It's a cursed life, guys, to try to do something to prove your significance or your value or your worth. It's a much better life to just rest in the fact that you mean so much to the Father in heaven that you'll spend the rest of your days here trying to wrap your mind around His good opinion of you, and you'll be so blown away by His good opinion of you when you stand face to face with Him, and you think you're going to be blinded by His glory, but when you find that the glory that shines out of Him towards you also comes shining out of you towards Him, it's going to blow your mind, and you're going to be so overcome with His love that tears of joy will come down your face, and you'll say, my goodness, I am significant. My goodness, I do have value. Hallelujah. I do matter. I mean, what better person is there to matter to than God, right?
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 52 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week, our celebrity guests include one of my longtime inspirations, season 6, second place winner of American Idol and gold-selling artist, Blake Lewis. We'll be talking about his new stellar album, Portrait of a Chameleon, and he brought 3 brand new songs from this masterpiece for us to be able to play live on air as well. We also have a brand new Entrepreneurs on the Move segment and Mind Right Game Tight segment with castmate Michelle Morgan. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create our new radio drops. Thanks to my special guests, Mrs. Erica Arthur. Our final song of the night is Candace Glover with I Am Beautiful. You will always be beautiful. You will always be more than enough. And you are amazing. Never believe the lie that you are not beautiful and that you are not worthy or valuable. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time right here on Grindhard Radio. Mm-hmm.
say I sound silly when I laugh real loud. Talk about my day and you tune me out. You keep telling me lies to make things worse, but I don't hear you, 'cause I'm listening to his words, and he says I am beautiful and wonderful. It don't matter that I'm not perfect. I am beautiful, I'm not alone, and in his eyes I'm so worthy. I'm worth every tear and every star, and even when you say I'm not, he says I'm beautiful. You say I'll never be good enough. Knock me down won't help me up. And you always
releasing the stress. We were born to shine.